USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams won the Democrat primary for New York City Mayor on Tuesday evening. Adams says he's a moderate Democrat and has promised to strike a balance between fighting crime and ending racism in the NYPD. New York City's first election using a ranked choice voting system ended in 135,000 test ballots being added to the election totals, putting earlier results into disarray. The Biden administration fell short of its goal to have 70% of all American adults receive at least one COVID-19 vaccination by July 4th. So on Tuesday, the administration announced a new plan to take vaccinations door-to-door to see your papers.
Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door-to-door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people.
The administration's goal is to boost vaccine participation. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Russian hackers strike again. Now what? Dan Rocky reports.
More than 1,500 businesses around the world have been affected by the largest ransomware attack ever recorded. The attack occurring over the July 4th holiday weekend against U.S.-based IT software company Kaseya. Russian hacking gang R-Evil has taken credit for the attack, demanding a $70 million ransom. The hack puts more pressure on President Biden to respond to Russia over the attack. Former Defense Intelligence Agency officer Rebecca Koffler says the U.S. needs to respond, and strongly. She tells Fox News that the federal government has been asleep at the wheel in preventing cyber attacks.
President Biden said that he has directed the intelligence community to do a deep dive. Well, it is very unfortunate that the deep dive is being directed after the attack and not before. So we have been sleeping at the wheel with regard to the Russian threat. So that's number one. So we have to catch up in terms of understanding their mindset and how they intend to use cyber.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Healthcare in America is some of the most expensive on the planet. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Americans consistently call the cost of healthcare their number one financial concern. That's especially true for the 155 million working Americans and their employers who are paying the highest costs of all. Americans pay about twice as much per person than citizens in other developed nations, and yet tens of millions of people are still uninsured or underinsured. USA Radio News had a chance to catch up with Marshall Allen. He's a reporter with ProPublica. He's also the author of a new book titled Never Pay the First Bill, How to Fight the Healthcare System and Win. And one of the things we discuss is how doctors are left out of the loop when it comes to the cost of procedures.
When it comes to the bills, the doctors really don't know what's going on. I think they should get more engaged. But really what's happening is the business side of American healthcare is piggybacking on the trust that we put in our doctors and nurses and other clinicians. We trust them to heal us, right? So then we don't think that the business side of the industry is going to prey on us and exploit us financially. But unfortunately, they're violating that trust that we've put in the doctors and other providers.
While the average cost of health insurance is $452 a month, this cost may vary depending on where you live and how much coverage you want. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.